I'm Jesse Owensby, back in the studio, and today we're remembering 9/11. Joining us today is Assistant Professor of Mathematics here at Piedmont, Joshua Wood. Hi, Professor Wood. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Jesse. It's nice to be here.
Now, you were in the military as a sailor, correct?
You could say that. A naval officer.
Naval officer. That's the correct way to say it, ladies and gentlemen. How long were you in the military?
I was in the military for 12 years, but a lot of that includes time getting formal education.
Were you in the military during 9/11? Were you in the Navy when it happened?
I was, and I finished grad school while I was in the military in 2001, in May of 2001, and then I went to nuclear power school and was at nuclear power school when 9/11 happened.
Walk us through your day. Tell us exactly where you were, what you were doing when you found out that 9/11 was occurring or that it happened.
I remember it well, like most people know exactly what they were doing that day. I was in nuclear power school, and nuclear power school, everything we do there is classified. So you're at the school. We were at the school probably about 12 hours a day, and while we were there, we had no access to TVs or anything. You can't have cell phones on you. You've got to check all that. And so one of the instructors came in and just sort of said, "Oh my God, a plane just hit the building, one of the World Trade Center buildings in New York." And that's all the news we got for a while. And so we didn't know anything. I didn't know if it was a small Cessna that hit the building or anything like that. And so it was a long day. Because we probably didn't get out of there till like 6 at night, and we just had no, we just heard bits and pieces. So we just went home that day and started watching the news, you know, well after the towers had come down and things like that.
Oh, wow. So you had no idea really of what was going on. You missed the entire day until you got home that evening, correct?
Late afternoon, early evening, right. And I had my sister was in Manhattan, actually, at the time when it happened. Nobody could really get in touch with her anyway, but I couldn't even try.
Oh, wow. And you're really close to your sister, right?
I am, yes.
So then how long did it take for you to get in touch with her, or were you able to get in touch with her that day?
I think she got contact to some member of our family, either a grandparent, or maybe one of our parents. She got contact. She was able to call out to one of them, and then they spread the word that she was actually okay.
Once you found out about what was going on, were you afraid or nervous that you were going to be deployed?
So there was never a time at the beginning when I was worried they were going to ship me off. They had me in the military getting ready to become a submarine officer. They had my spot. What ended up happening with me is after I rotated off submarines in 2005, and I went to teach math at the Naval Academy for shore duty. At that point, they were pulling the military professors out of the Naval Academy and sending them to Iraq and Afghanistan. So I actually ended up on a short list of three people. I was one of three people that were about to get sent over. Luckily, I wasn't chosen.
Is there something that you do every year to commemorate what happened during 9/11?
You know, it's hard not to notice. You know, it's hard not to remember it's 9/11 when it's September 11th, whenever it rolls around. So it's always, you know, something you think about and think about the people who lost their life in New York and in Washington on that day, the thousands of servicemen and women who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan that were both killed and injured, and the heavy toll that's had on our military.
Well, thanks again for being with us today, and thank you so much for your service to our military. Again, that was Assistant Professor of Mathematics Joshua Wood. I'm Jesse Owensby, and now let's check in with Brock Bennett for our latest news.